Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
All right, folks, welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. Your daily dose of 5-minute idea fuel to get your gears turning and your day rocking. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super important: how to set boundaries with technology use. Ever feel like your phone has a life of its own? Like you're constantly checking it even when there's nothing important? You know that feeling when you're supposed to be focusing on something important, but suddenly you find yourself scrolling through social media for the 100th time that day? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, it's a common struggle in today's hyper-connected world. We're constantly bombarded with notifications, emails, and updates. It can feel overwhelming. But here's the thing: you have the power to take control. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, remember this. Setting boundaries isn't about being anti-tech. It's about using technology consciously and intentionally so it enhances your life instead of hijacking it. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your time and sanity. 1. Recognize the trap. The first step is acknowledging the problem. We're all susceptible to those little dopamine hits from notifications, likes, and new updates. It's like a tiny reward system that keeps us hooked. But these bursts of pleasure often come at the cost of our focus, productivity, and even our relationships. 2. The power hour. Designate a power hour each day where you completely unplug from all devices. No phone, no laptop, no social media. Use this time for something truly fulfilling: reading a book, going for a walk in nature, connecting with loved ones face to face, or even just enjoying some quiet contemplation. 3. Phone jail. This one might sound extreme, but trust me on this. When you're working, studying, or spending quality time with people, put your phone in another room. Literally jail it. Out of sight, out of mind. It's amazing how much more focused and present you become when you're not constantly tempted by those digital distractions. 4. App audit. Take a good hard look at the apps on your phone. Are they truly adding value to your life? Or are they just sucking up your time and energy? Delete anything that doesn't serve you. It might feel weird at first, but you'll be surprised how much lighter you feel. 5. Scheduled social. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through social media all day, schedule specific times for checking it. Maybe once in the morning, once during your lunch break, and once in the evening. This helps create a more mindful approach to online engagement. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at dinner with friends, but everyone's glued to their phones, snapping pics and updating their stories instead of actually talking and connecting. It's like being in a room full of people who are all alone. Setting boundaries with technology helps us avoid that trap. Think about it: you're sitting down for a meal with your loved ones, but you're constantly checking your phone. You miss out on the laughter, the stories, the genuine connection. Technology can be a great tool for communication and staying connected, but it shouldn't come at the expense of real-life relationships. So, remember these key takeaways. Recognize the trap, designate a power hour, implement phone jail, conduct an app audit, and schedule social media time. It's not about eliminating technology altogether, it's about using it wisely. Take back control, reclaim your time, and focus on what truly matters. Remember, you are in charge of your digital world, don't let it control you. If you found this episode helpful, spread the word. Share it with your friends and family who might be struggling with technology overload. And let's keep the conversation going on social media. Use the hashtag #BrainstormBoost to connect with other listeners and share your own tips for setting healthy boundaries with technology. Until next time, keep brainstorming, keep boosting, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.